Welcome back. This is New Hampshire Now, 1-800-914-1450 and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of New Hampshire Now is presented by the Prescription Center, and this segment of the show brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heat, and Air Conditioning. That's who my family trusts to call for all our plumbing, heat, and air conditioning needs. I encourage you to experience the Paradigm Ship by checking out ParadigmPH.com. Joining us right now on the program, he is the owner of Paradigm Plumbing, Heat, and Air Conditioning. He is my friend Steve Labby. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Chris. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you joining us for the show. And you never know what's going to happen from day to day. And that's what makes life so interesting and intriguing. And you know, particularly when you come into contact with a high volume of folks, of a job that's changing on a day-in, day-out basis, new opportunities, new individuals, and you keep, obviously, you know, your coworkers and all the other folks that surround you in your life, you know, with you on a day-in, day-out basis. And, you know, life can be full of challenges. It can be full of opportunity and joy and sorrow. And, you know, you find that kind of in a day-in, day-out basis where you may start down, you end up. You may start up and end down. You may be an individual that's just able to kind of keep it consistent throughout the course of your life. But, you know, we find on a day-in, day-out basis that the variables of life are kind of ever-changing, and you don't know what you don't know about how your day is going to go.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, I mean, one of the things about this business is it's ever-changing, like the weather in New Hampshire, you know, and also the situations that you run into that you never, ever thought you would run into. And case in point, you know, Paradigm's struggling right now because we lost one of our coworkers to an accidental gun shooting. Oh. And, you know, he was cleaning his gun and it went off, and he's no longer with us here on earth. He's in heaven with Jesus, as I say. And, you know, we're all hurting. You know, I never thought this was going to happen on my watch, where, you know, someone that I was really close to, you know, at Paradigm, you know, is no longer with us, and so we have a great void right now.
Yeah, it's absolutely you know, stunning. And you know, for folks, you know that I cover the Red Sox and have for many years, and you know, two individuals who I've worked with, you know, side by side for many years have died in the past you know, months. In John Martin, cameraman for Nesson, who had and battled ALS heroically, and Nick Cafardo, the Globe writer, who was just an absolute, you know, joy, and was always always interested in people, and you know, had always a really positive attitude about him, in addition to being a really good reporter and writer and confidant. You know, he passed away suddenly of a heart attack, and there have been other you know, deaths that you know, seem to be kind of surrounding me on a almost a day-in, day-out basis at this point in time. And you know, it's something that that makes you kind of cherish life a lot more. It makes you ask questions. And in particular, you know, in a situation like yours, where it's a person that you're around on a day in, day out basis, and you know, somebody that everybody in your company, you know, works closely side by side with, it's got to be very tough.
Yeah, it's really difficult. You know, when I was at Jim Trombley's a while ago, well, that's where I first started. On my birthday, my wife was bringing me roses on August 1st, and you know, someone screamed out, you know, Tebow's out cold in the shed, you know, and my wife knew CPR. She happened to be there delivering me the flowers, and she tried to revive him, and, you know, he was a second uncle of mine. And, you know, that was the only other time, like, you know, someone in my company actually passed away. So, you know, this is, it's tough. You know, I saw Shane, you know, 8 hours before the accident, and you know, it's like, is this real? Like, when I got the phone call, it was in shock. I'm still in shock. This kid was a shiny dime. This kid reminded me of me. He was always in a good mood. He bought gloves for everybody on the team. You know, he's only been here for 90 days, and it's just he's brought so much sunshine to Paradigm, and he's absolutely the culture that we have. And I actually worked with him on my mother-in-law's boiler one night. We had an emergency call that went out, and I'm like saying to myself, going, I'm so happy that I said yes to working with him that night. And you know, he's like making it, he's like, I can't believe I'm working with the owner, you know. And I'm like, dude, I'm just another guy, tech, like in the field like you. Don't even think of it like that, you know. And we kidded and joked, and you know, we've got some solid memories, that it was a short period of time, but we have solid memories that I feel is going to last a lifetime. And you know, it's really a tough loss. And I talked to his mom, and you know, she was so happy and pleased with the stories we were getting back to her, and she loved working at, he loved working at Paradigm, he told her. And so, I mean, you know, all of it that you're hearing is very sad, but also like cherished memories, you know?
No, you're right. And I think a lot of times too that, you know, I feel that I'm not a person that necessarily goes through life being incredibly careful in regards to things. I believe in, you know, living and enjoying and, you know, pushing the edges a little bit more. But that's kind of changed in me over the years. I don't ski as hard as I once did. I don't take as many risks as I once did. Maybe it's a part of getting older. But, you know, a story like this as well kind of hits you where, you know, just being not careful to the point of which where you're not enjoying life, but careful to the point of which where you make sure that life kind of continues on, and whether it's with your health or whether it's just not taking, you know, risks. The amount of automobile accidents that we have is remarkable in this country. So, you know, being a little more careful when you're driving, when you're out snowmobiling, boating, all that type of stuff, that's kind of hit me. And it's, part of it's obviously being a dad. You know, we go from that kind of that young immortal stage and start to slow down a little bit. And it's weird to be saying this, but you know, I feel that there is something to be said for being a little bit more careful and cautious, but I always find myself wanting to, you know, to live as well, and to make sure that I'm not holding myself back from something enjoyable or an experience that is going to create memories for myself or for other people. And you know, I am a person like you that just crams as much as possible into the course of the day. Let's see how many good memories we can create at the end of the day. Let's talk about all of them. But you know, maybe there is you know, something to be said for being a little bit more you know, diligent about caution and such.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I mean, I hunt and I go up in tree stands, you know, and I'm looking down 25-30 feet, you know. I mean, it's dangerous, you know. Yeah. I went deep sea fishing just the past week, and you know, you're out there in the ocean and it's rough and it's scary, and you're, you know, you're dealing with the elements, and you know, it's not kids play, you know. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that can happen out in the ocean. And, you know, that's what makes it exciting, but also, you know, some of what, you know, you go, geez, I want to be a little bit more cautious. Like you say, I'm getting more cautious as I get older too. I mean, I think as we get older, we treasure the life and the memories that we've built, you know, and mm-hmm. I think that that's the journey. And sometimes people really enjoy that journey, you know, full out, you know, like jumping off buildings and skydiving and pushing their body to the limits, and they can do it and they enjoy it. And I love watching people have a zest and zeal for life like that. You know, for me, I am a little bit more cautious, like you were saying, because, you know, this is the only body. If I don't have this body, there's no place I can live.
Right. Right. No, you're exactly right. And you know, just one, you know, one little injury or hearing about, you know, someone else's circumstance can kind of send a jolt to you, you know, in regards to that. And, you know, it's often said that without your health, you have nothing. And that's true. And, you know, whether it's, you know, back pain or neck pain or whatever the case may be, mental anguish, you know, that is, it is very important to, you know, to take care of yourself and to be diligent in regards to that. And, you know, it's very difficult in these times, when an individual has died, to try to seek the positive out of that and not just sit there and say, why? I mean, that's just wrong to have a person like, Shane in your circumstance, or, others around me, you know, to pass on. You're like, well, why? This just doesn't, it's not right. It doesn't make sense. And that's a rabbit hole you don't really want to go down. And so for me, even in the worst of circumstances, you acknowledge the situation and try to seek something positive out of that. And it's really tough. It's really tough in a lot of these circumstances.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I mean, he served our country for 4 years. He was Army, 27 years old, fiancé. He had just finished all his hours, so I was signing off on his hours. He had already passed his test for his journeyman plumbing license. Mm. And happy and on his way to success and reaping some of those, you know, rewards that we're getting along the journey. You know, like, I'm really proud that he served our country, and, you know, he was a brother plumber, HVAC tech, and friend, and he had a really, really big heart. And, you know, I fall in love with the culture. You know, the culture is about love. You know, love's always going to extinguish fear and hatred and all the negative things in the world. And, you know, I feel like he was on our team, you know, and now, you know, he's conducting us in heaven, I feel. And we're going to have a celebration of life on the 31st, Sunday in Deering Town Hall. My staff's going. People that can't make it are going to write letters, and they can be read at the town hall. He was a resident. Well, he grew up in Deering. So, you know, I mean, giving tribute to a person who I know only lived 27 years, but he lived them very, very righteous, and I'm really proud to have known him.
Steve, that's great. Really proud of what you're doing, and yeah, my thoughts and prayers, obviously, with you and the folks at Paradigm.
No, thanks for being there, Chris. This is part of the healing process. You know, I mean, you're my friend, and you're there for me, and I appreciate you so much. You have no idea.
All right. Well, I appreciate you as well. And again, it's very special what you're doing for Shane and his. And his memory. It's New Hampshire Now, 1450 and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. This hour of the program is presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health, and that segment of the show brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.